banks of the Gooseberry Lake. There's a rose, I suppose, that you've heard of. She's as mild as a wild Irish wake. Like a thorn, she was born to be contrary. Like a boy, it was her joy-raising cane. The wildest rose that ever drove on the prairie, behind the wheel of a big truckload of grain. Little K, little D, little L-A-N-G, her name was just plain Katie Lang. But her main claim to fame was how she sang with a twang and jumped around like a rangy-tang. Lady Katie Lang, Katie Lang, Katie Lang. She jumped around like a rangy-tang, Lady Katie Lang. From her home down in Consort, Alberta, near the tracks of that old railroad line, with her hair she could scare old Medusa while she sang like a young Patsy Cline. It wasn't long till her songs got her landed on the stage with those outrageous clothes. There were skirts over shirts, boots and trousers hanging down from this wild Alberta rose. Little K, little D, little L-A-N-G, her name was just plain Katie Lang. But her main claim to fame was how she sang with a twang and jumped around like a rangy-tang. Lady Katie Lang, Katie Lang, Katie Lang. She jumped around like a rangy-tang, Lady Katie Lang. She toured north and south of the border and recorded with many famous names. Though her style, it was wild and outrageous, her star just kept rising to fame. With her voice that was new and exciting, she was called to those Juno Awards. She made a leap on the stage and she got one and took it home to Alberta boy George. Little K, little D, little L-A-N-G, her name was just plain Katie Lang. But her main claim to fame was how she sang with a twang and jumped around like a rangy-tang. Lady Katie Lang, Katie Lang, Katie Lang. She jumped around like a rangy-tang. Lady Katie Lang.